Let's turn out a local sports here on KNKX. The Mariners recently made a controversial move that has lots of fans talking. In trimming their roster, they chose to keep Ichiro Suzuki over a younger, more productive player. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about why he thinks it happened and what it means for the season.
The Mariners sent Guillermo Heredia to AAA Tacoma and kept Ichiro on the roster, even though Heredia has a better batting average. Right, Art?
It's pretty clear that the Mariners made a decision other than pure playing reasons, because Ichiro entering Thursday's game was hitting 250, 9 singles and 36 at-bats. Not terrible, but no power. And in left field, he's shown some struggles with tracking fly balls. Heredia was hitting 310 when he was sent down to AAA Tacoma. And he's also a very good defensive outfielder, could really back up at all three positions, and is, I think, by anybody's observation, the better player. He's only 27. Ichiro is 44. Heredia has a future. Ichiro has got this year. So it's pretty apparent that this was not for pure baseball reasons.
Let's talk about who made this decision and why.
Well, I don't think it was manager Scott Servais. I don't think it was general manager Jerry DePoto. I think this was an ownership decision. I think CEO John Stanton signed off on this. And I think it was probably because one of the board members is Nintendo of America. That's the company that saved baseball back in 1992 when its CEO, Hiroshi Yamauchi, bought the club and kept the team from moving to Tampa Bay. They sold the team to Stanton, but they still retain a seat on the board, and I think that they want to honor Ichiro as a contributor not only to Seattle baseball, but also to Japanese baseball and culture, and they would like to see him play this entire season. But he's clearly not the Ichiro that became an icon here in Seattle, and it's really left the Mariners in, you know, a situation where they, you know, they really can't send him down to Tacoma because he's an icon. And I just think that cutting him right now would be strange. They would have a very difficult PR problem.
So they do seem to be in a tough spot. How do you see this ending up?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think there's a good outcome here. They signed Ichiro March 7th in spring training to be a temporary replacement for left fielder Ben Gamel, who was hurt. And Gamel came back this last week, and people said, well, where does Ichiro fit? There isn't really a fit. I don't think the Mariners have an exit strategy on this one, because it all seems awkward to me, because you don't want to cut the guy cold, but you really can't afford to keep him if you're serious about this season. There's a real dichotomy, I think, in the fan base. There are fans who want to win at all costs, and after 16 years out of the playoffs, I understand that. But there's another segment of the fans who say, we love to see Ichiro play. We can take our kids and grandkids to say, hey, there's one of the great players in baseball history. I get that. It's not like it's wrong. But the whole thing with the Mariners has always been that many people think that the club ownership is about sentiment more than winning. And I think that changed with John Stanton's ascension as CEO. But this is a throwback. And I think a lot of fans see this as the Mariners operating the old way, where the ballpark experience and lots of sentiment around the past govern personnel decisions. And I think people really do want to see a competitive winning effort every time with every roster spot. And so this is not going to work out well, I don't think, because keeping him or cutting him is going to leave a lot of people with some hurt feelings.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.